The Republican Party convention, of course, convenes in Cleveland. In Cleveland, WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt. Good morning, Karen.
Morning.
All right, Karen, we're going to call upon your veteran perspective here to start things off. As this convention convenes, how does it compare to other conventions? What are some of your early observations?
Well, the first thing that I was struck with is when I arrived at the Cleveland airport, it was so much quieter. Usually you get off the plane and you're bombarded with all kinds of political things, you know, supporters for the candidate, maybe opponents, maybe people selling buttons or T-shirts, maybe the state's, you know, governor might have something. At the airport, there were volunteers from the city of Cleveland who were really, really nice and helpful, but it was just kind of eerily quiet. The downtown was pretty quiet. People got here late, and things did start going in the evening. They had a big party out at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where they invited all of the delegates, which is pretty unusual. So there were thousands of people out there. But I'm telling you, I don't sense a lot of super enthusiasm for Donald Trump. These are different people than the ones that I saw at his rallies across New York State back in April. They're not as ardent. They say they back him, but they aren't the same people. That's because I think a lot of the delegates were more of the party insiders who got chosen.
Right.
So it's just kind of a strange vibe here. It's much different than some of the conventions I've covered. Well, actually, all of the conventions I've covered in the past.
And what also is interesting about this is, you know, let's look at the New York delegation. Ed Cox, of course, the head of the Republican Party statewide, early on was not in favor of Donald Trump. Now he says he supports him. What do you sense? Is there still an undercurrent of either dissatisfaction of Trump, or perhaps maybe that some are just trying to buck the party leaders here?
Well, I've asked Ed Cox in a couple of interviews about five times, you know, whether everybody's on board, and he's a good leader, a good soldier. He'll just say, no, we're all very enthusiastic now. Trump's from New York, so we're very excited. It's true that the New York delegation does have one of the best hotels that's centrally located because Trump is a New Yorker, so maybe that's making people a little happier. But he'll insist that's the case. Later this morning, Newt Gingrich and Senator Bob Corker will be addressing the delegation, and they're official Trump surrogates. And I said, well, do some of the delegates still need to be convinced? He said, no, but you know, many of them did support other candidates. Initially, there were 16 other candidates in this race, so maybe some of them do need to be convinced a little bit. But you're not gonna hear him say it publicly, certainly at this event.
And then back to your initial point about how this is a different type of convention. We've heard so much about security concerns, about the open carry law in Ohio, things along those lines. Again, initial impressions about security, your thoughts?
Well, downtown Cleveland is like a fortress. They have giant gates blocking off roads. There's police everywhere from all over the country. I saw California Highway Patrol, and there's police vehicles going up and down, police on horseback, bicycles, all very extremely polite and helpful, I would point out. But I think they might have stood out more because it wasn't that crowded here yesterday, so it was kind of like an empty fortress, which was really odd. And I think just with the events going on in Baton Rouge, it just heightened, you know, how dangerous it is. And for the police, I mean, I think they had a really hard day yesterday, just having to be out there like that, exposed, knowing what was going on. So, I've seen tight security. I remember New York City back in 2004. That was kind of like a fortress, too. So that's not that unusual, but I think maybe people are just more aware of it because of all the bad things that have been happening in the last few weeks.
Karen DeWitt, we're looking forward to your reporting from Cleveland, and thanks very much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you.